Chapter 3. The Secret of Boffo. It is not good being in a sandwich of bewildered dancers. They were heavy men. Tiffany was aching all over. She was covered in bruises, including one the shape of a boot that she wasn't going to show to anyone. Feagles filled every flat surface in Miss Treason's weaving room. She was working at her loom with her back to the room because, she said, this helped her think. But since she was Miss Treason, her position didn't matter much. There were plenty of eyes and ears she could use after all. The fire burned hot, and there were candles everywhere, black ones, of course. Tiffany was angry. Miss Treason hadn't shouted, hadn't even raised her voice. She'd just sighed and said, "Foolish child," which was a whole lot worse, mostly because that's just what Tiffany knew she'd been. One of the dancers had helped bring her back to the cottage. She couldn't remember anything about that at all. A witch didn't do things because they seemed a good idea at the time. That was practically cackling. You had to deal every day with people who were foolish and lazy and untruthful and downright unpleasant. And you could certainly end up thinking that the world would be considerably improved if you gave them a slap. But you didn't because, as Miss Tick had once explained, A, it would make the world a better place for only a very short time, B, it would then make the world a slightly worse place, and C, you're not supposed to be as stupid as they are. Her feet had moved, and she'd listened to them. She ought to have been listening to her head. Now she had to sit by Miss Treason's fire with a tin hot water bottle on her lap and a shawl around her. "So the Wintersmith is a kind of god," she said.
"That kind of thing, yes," said Billy Bigchin. "But not the praying to kind of god. He just makes winters. It's his job, you can."
"He's an elemental," said Miss Treason from her loom.
"Aye," said Rob Anybody. "Gods, elementals, demons, spirits. Sometimes it's hard to tell them apart with you to map."
"And the dance is to welcome winter," said Tiffany. "That doesn't make sense. The Morris dance is to welcome the coming of the summer. Yes, that's..."
"Are you an infant?" said Miss Treason. "The year is round. The wheel of the world must spin. That is why up here they dance the dark Morris to balance it. They welcome the winter because of the new summer deep inside it."
Click, clack, went the loom. Miss Treason was weaving a new cloth of brown wool.
"Well, all right," said Tiffany. "We welcomed it. Him. That doesn't mean he's supposed to come looking for me."
"Why did you join the dance?" Miss Treason demanded.
There was a space and..."
"Yes, a space. A space not intended for you. Not for you, foolish child. You danced with him, and now he wants to meet such a bold girl. I have never heard of such a thing. I want you to fetch the third book from the right on the second shelf from the top of my bookcase."
She handed Tiffany a heavy black key.
"Can you manage to do even that?"
Witches didn't need to slap the stupid, not when they had a sharp tongue that was always ready. Miss Treason also had several shelves of books, which was unusual for one of the older witches. The shelves were high up, the books looked big and heavy, and up until now Miss Treason had forbidden Tiffany to dust them, let alone unlock the big black iron band that secured them to the shelves. People who came here always gave them a nervous look. Books were dangerous. Tiffany unlocked the bands and wiped away the dust. Ah. The books were, like Miss Treason, not everything they seemed. They looked like magic books, but they had names like an encyclopedia of soup. There was a dictionary. Next to it, the book Miss Treason had asked for was covered in cobwebs. Still blushing with shame and anger, Tiffany got the book down, fighting to get it free of the webs. Some of them went pling as they snapped, and dust fell off the top of the pages. When she opened it, it smelled old and parchmenty, like Miss Treason. The title, in gold lettering that had almost rubbed away, was Chaffinch's Ancient and Classical Mythology. It was full of bookmarks.
"Pages 18 and 19, said Miss Treason, her head not moving.
Tiffany turned to them.
"The Dacne of the Sneesos," she said. "Is that supposed to be the dance of the seasons?"
"Regrettably, the artist, Don Weisen de Yo-Yo, whose famous masterpiece that was, did not have the same talent with letters as he had with painting," said Miss Treason. "They wooded him for some reason. I notice you mention the words before the pictures. You are a bookish child.
The picture was strange. It showed two figures. Tiffany hadn't seen masquerade costumes. There wasn't the money at home for that sort of thing. But she'd read about them, and this was pretty much what she'd imagined. The page showed a man and a woman, or at least things that looked like a man and a woman. The woman was labelled Summer and was tall and blonde and beautiful, and therefore to the short, brown-haired Tiffany was a figure of immediate distrust. She was carrying what looked like a big basket shaped like a shell, which was full of fruit. The man, Winter, was old and bent and grey. Icicles glittered on his beard.
"Ach, that's what the Wintersmith would look like, sure enough," said Rob Anybody, strolling across the page. "All frosty."
"Him?" said Tiffany.
"That's the Wintersmith. He looks 100 years old."
"A youngster, eh?" said Miss Treason nastily.
"Dinna let him kiss ye, or your nose might turn blue and fall off," said Daft Woolly cheerfully.
"Daft Woolly, don't you dare say things like that," said Tiffany.
"I was just trying to lighten the mood, you ken," said Woolly, looking sheepish.
"That's an artist's impression, of course," said Miss Treason.
"What does that mean?" said Tiffany, staring at the picture. It was wrong. She knew it. This wasn't what he was like at all.
"It means he made it up," said Billy Bigchin. "He wouldn't ha' seen him new, would he? No one's seen the Wintersmith."
"Yet," said Daft Woolly.
"Woolly," said Rob Anybody, turning to his brother,
"ye ken I told ye about making tactful remarks."
"Aye, Rob, I ken weel," said Woolly obediently.
"What you just said was not one of them," said Rob.
Woolly hung his head.
"Sorry, Rob."
Tiffany clenched her fists.
"I didn't mean all this to happen."
Miss Treason turned her chair with some solemnity.
"Then what did you mean? Will you tell me? Did you dance out of youth's inclination to disobey old age?"
"To mean is to think. Did you think at all? Others have joined in the dance before now. Children, drunkards, youths for a silly bet. Nothing happened. The spring and autumn dances are just an old tradition, most people would say. Just a way of marking when ice and fire exchange their dominion over the world. Some of us think we know better. We think something happens. For you, the dance became real, and something has happened. And now the Wintersmith is seeking you."
"Why?" Tiffany managed.
"I don't know. When you were dancing, did you see anything, hear anything?"
How could you describe the feeling of being everywhere and everything? Tiffany wondered. She didn't try.
"I thought I heard a voice, or maybe two voices," she mumbled. "They asked me who I was."
"Interesting," said Miss Treason. "Two voices. I will consider the implications. What I can't understand is how he found you. I will think about that. In the meantime, I expect it would be a good idea to wear warm clothing."
"Aye," said Rob Anybody. "The Wintersmith cannot abide the heat. Oh, I'll be forgetting my ain head next. We brought a wee letter from that hollow tree down in the forest. Gie it the big wee hag, Woolly. We picked it up on the way past."
"A letter?" said Tiffany, as the loom clacked behind her and Daft Woolly began to pull a grubby, rolled-up envelope from his spog.
"It's from that wee heap of jobbies at the castle back hame," Rob went on as his brother hauled. "He says he bides fine and hopes you do likewise, and he's looking forward to you being back hame soon, and there's lots of stuff about how the sheeps are doing, and such like, no very interesting in my opinion, and he's writ S-W-A-L-K on the bottom, but we have no worked out what that means yet."
"You read my letter?" said Tiffany in horror.
"Why," said Rob with pride, "nay problem. Billy Bigchin here gives me a wee hint with some of the longer words, but it was mostly me, aye."
He beamed, but the grin faded as he watched Tiffany's expression.
"Ach, I ken you're a wee bitty upset that we opened yon envelope thingy," he explained. "But that's okay, 'cause we glued it up again with slug. You wouldna ever know it had been read."
He coughed, because Tiffany was still glaring at him. All women were a bit scary to the feagles, and witches were the worst. At last, when he was really nervous, Tiffany said, "How did you know where that letter would be,